morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see everybody here on this special Sunday as we get to hear the cantata and the choir sing and share this fourth Sunday in Advent. And we want to welcome all of you today. We're glad that you're with us, and we want to welcome those that may be listening later on this week online. And we are glad that you're here today. And so as we begin, let's go right at it and stand and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. Rejoice in the presence and love of Christ.
Rejoice in the love that lives in our hearts.
Rejoice, for Christ brings joy and peace.
Rejoice
with faith and hope. Well, let's join together there. We're going to sing that hymn, Angels We Have Heard on High. If you want to sing out of the hymn book, it's 132. Or you can sing along on the PowerPoint as we sing all four verses. together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin this morning. God of love, fill us with your Spirit. Sing through our songs this morning, as you sang through Mary long ago. May you guide us in the ways of Jesus. Amen. And you may be seated. And the Kirks, I think, are coming this morning to share a reading, our Advent reading this morning, and lighting.
From the last three Sundays of Advent, we have lit three candles. And the first candle we lit was, the people say, who said joy? It was hope. I thought you all listened better than me. And the second Sunday,
peace.
What's that choice?
Peace.
Right. Peace. I'm going to say when I say the first one, I hope I do this right. Well, and the third one
is joy.
Is joy. And today we're lighting love. If my got another?
Yep.
It's a little bit harder.
Okay, this is love. Okay, dude.
With this flame, we signify the love of God that surrounds us and fills us at all times. But we recognize in a special way that love is the Christmas story. There is no greater power than love. It is stronger than the rulers and empires, stronger than grief or despair, and stronger than even death. We love because God loves us.
Let us pray. Loving God, we open ourselves to you this Christmas season. Light our lives with your imagination. Show us the creative power of hope. Teach us the peace that comes from justice. Fill us with the kind of joy that cannot be contained, but must be shared. Magnify your love within us. Prepare our hearts to be transformed by you, that we may walk in the light of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Appreciate that this morning. Well, let's sing our Advent hymn there. The next verse there, Angels from the Realms of Glory is the theme there. Saints before the altar bending, watching long and lead the Lord descending in his temple shall appear. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Well, we are going to go to our time of prayer this morning, and maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning before we go to prayer. Somebody this morning. Yes.
Family of Tom Staley, a friend of mine, passed away from a heart attack this week.
Okay, so we want to remember the Staley family with the loss there. Someone else? Yes.
Just want to thank everybody for praying for Dex. He's doing well.
Yes, and we definitely want to continue praying for Dex as he's recovering. We're thankful that he is I don't want to say crippling up here, because it's better than that, to sing with us this year, and we're thankful for that. So, somebody else. Yes. Yes. We've been praying for Ian and continuing God's touch upon him. Somebody else this morning. Yes.
From the it's Rosie Tolan. She had a gallbladder a couple of weeks ago, still in the hospital, and she's in bad shape.
Oh,
we
wow.
Remember Jody and you and Chase, too.
All right. Yes, if some of you don't know, Jody lost her mom this week, but she lived a long life. She was 88, and we are thankful for all the years that we had with her. So appreciate your prayers. That's the Davidson, Delcamp, and Egbert family. So somebody else, yes.
Baby Jack.
Yes, yep, baby Jack. Did you hear? I can't remember. Did the surgery went well, didn't it?
Surgery went well.
Yes. And so recovery and so appreciate your prayers for him. That Katie Mason's the third grade teacher at Miami's little newborn that had to have emergency heart surgery right away. So somebody else.
Unspoken.
Okay, unspoken this morning. Someone else this morning. Anybody else? All right. So we have those. We want to remember Richard in our prayers. I'm not sure if he moved to rehab yet or not. I didn't hear back from Judy. I saw him at the beginning of the week, and he was slowly recovering, but he still had some numbness in his hands. And I think there may be something in his neck, too, but we'll say more about that later on. But he was going to be going to rehab from the hospital, so we'll be sharing more about that. But we want to remember Richard for recovery.
They're hoping that he goes to vets and Dayton on Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, so he's going to be going to the vet thing for rehab? Okay. All right. Thank you for that. Anybody else? All right. Well, we're going to go to prayer this morning. And maybe if you came in with a need in your life, but you didn't want to share anything there, you're welcome when she plays here in a moment to quietly lift that up to the Lord. And then I would just encourage the rest of our folks, if there's one of these names that was mentioned this morning or need, if you would pray and lift that up to the Lord there quietly in your seats, and then I'll come and close us out. Pause this morning and gather together in your name. We're thankful that you told us long ago that where two or three are gathered in your name, that you are with us today. So we believe that you Lord Jesus, are with us in this place. And thank you that you are with us through thick and thin, no matter what is going on in our lives. And sometimes this season can be hard and tough because of losses in our lives and in previous seasons. And so we ask for your peace today for each one of us. And thank you that it is, we think about your love today, that your love is what fills our hearts in so many ways. We lift up those that have been mentioned today. Lord, we pray your continued touch for Dex as he's recovering and healing and stronger, Lord. For Ian, God, for your touch upon him. And for Rosie, Lord, and Jack, as they're both recovering, God, we pray for healing and recovery and strength in each of those situations. And also for Richard, Lord, as he is recovering and healing. And we pray for strength for him as he begins rehab. And Lord, we lift up the Staley and the Davidson family today, God, that you would grant your peace and your comfort and your grace. And thank you that you are the one that is the balm of Gilead, that you soothe us in our pain and in our hurt, Lord. And Lord, we lift up the unspoken need that was mentioned today. Lord, you know what that is. We ask that you would work there. And Lord, I also pray for those that may have came in and had a need in their life, and maybe just a moment ago they lifted that up to you. God, we ask that you would meet the needs in people's lives today. Grant your peace and your grace and your love in our lives. And we're thankful for all of that. Lord, we ask for the choir, Lord, that you'll just bless them and anoint them and use them as they share this wonderful story about peace that Jesus brings into our lives. As we ask all of those things in his name, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you for joining us in prayer this morning, and we know God does hear us. And so now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving, and we just want to thank our folks that just give regularly, whether that's monthly or bi-weekly or however that is, weekly. Thank you, and that continues to use us to be a blessing as we just handed out. How many families did we help? Six families we just helped out in our school district with a wonderful Christmas. So I'm grateful, and thank you to everybody that participated and helped out in our missions team. Well, as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for the privilege that we have to be a part of your kingdom work. Use this offering to further that work in our world and community and right here in this local church as we reach out in your name. As we ask it now in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, Amen. And you may be seated this morning. I'm going to invite our choir if they would begin to make their way out. It's my privilege to present to you the Lost Creek Church Choir under the direction of David Maxson as we are going to be singing the Christmas cantata, Peace on Earth.
We will sing, sing, sing. was no royal fanfare to celebrate it, but angels filled the sky with his praise, and shepherds received the news and rushed off to find him.
It came upon a midnight trip, that glorious song of old, from angels landing near the earth to touch their hearts of gold. He's on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven those angels sing. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing.
Generations come and gone, still looking for the light.
Oh, angel host descending here with news from courts above. We pray the words you carry here are hope and joy and love.
There's a day that's drawing near that prophets have foretold.
Our Christ will suddenly appear, his glory will be full.
Then heaven and earth will be made new, and he will reign as king. And every tongue lift up the song which now the angels sing.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping?
Whom angels ring with anthem sweet, while shepherds watch our King. Whom shepherds guard and angels sing, haste, haste to bring him love, the Ray, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, come peasant king.
Salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the reign, the Son of Mary. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the reign.
Lay down.
Unaware or uncaring. He knows everything that's happening. what circumstances tell us, the truth we can hold on to in every situation is all is well. All is well.
Just a tiny Child of Bethlehem, our worship.
people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. These Old Testament words still ring true today. There is hope in Jesus, our Prince of Peace.
Appreciate everything, and David, who has spent a long time working with us and preparing us and everything. Yes, yes. Well, we're going to go ahead as soon as Carla's ready. Sorry. And we're going to go ahead and stand, and we're going to sing our final hymn this morning on page 128, if you'd like to follow along. Or you can sing it on the PowerPoint as we sing the three verses of Away in the Manger. She'll get it here in a second. Close this morning. Just a reminder, you're all welcome to stay for our cookie fellowship. And on the back of the bulletin this morning is our benediction. So let's join together. Go forth magnifying the Lord. Love God and others. Follow Christ. Rejoice in the power of the Holy Spirit and the blessing of God. Amen.